Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slap Box Podcast. This is episode 694. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick agent, Fox Mulder, the three-legged feline, is downstairs on the sofa as I am recording this. Saturday night, the Blues are about to start playing in about a half an hour. And, you know, I don't have a whole lot of faith in them. I don't think they have a faith in themselves. It just seems that they are playing with zero urgency. That last game was really hard to watch. That was very hard to watch. I mean, they had like 40 shots on goal, but you know, they lost 5-2. And it was rough. It was rough. Rough, rough, rough. It's hard being a Blues fan right now. That being said, it kind of helped me out today. I went with my friend John from work. That, of course, I went to Germany with, Deutschland, which I'm starting to kind of miss. It seems like forever ago. It was only, you know, I left there in October, the first week of October, but it's only really been 2 months since I've been gone, but it seems like a lifetime ago, and I'm kind of missing Oktoberfest, man. Kind of missing it, you know? I probably never go again, but it's like, ugh. You know, after puking my guts out and blagging out, you know, but, you know, before I hit the blackout moment and got sick and puked, it was pretty fun. All I really want for Christmas is for my overtime to end. I've been working so much overtime, it's been tough to do much of anything outside of work. And man, I haven't done any work on the penthouse here since before I went to Germany, and you know, I want to finish painting the kitchen, as I decided I was in the middle process of fixing some holes downstairs, sort of holes ish, you know, some divots, if you will, on the wall. Because I was going to put the pattern from the Overlook Hotel on The Shining in the kitchen. And I haven't brought myself to do it. I'm just like, well, I assumed that we would by now have gotten off overtime at work, because this is the slow time of year for us. And quite the opposite. We are still on overtime, working Saturdays. 9-hour shifts during the week and then Saturdays, and it's made it very difficult to you know, do anything outside of work, as I am a little tired. As I sit back on some Red Bull, son of a bitch. Don't tell my doctor. At least I'm not doing Monster. You know, that Monster's some heavy stuff. Heavy, heavy stuff. I did see a new energy drink when I was at the gas station earlier that I haven't seen before, called Gorilla Mind. I am curious about what. I may have seen that before. I definitely know I didn't take it. You know, some of those are a little, you know, I'm a little nervous to take anything that's a new energy drink, because some of that shit's, I mean, none of it's good for you. Let's be real. None of it is good for you. Some are way worse than others, though, you know? And so before I've know what's in it, you know, it's always like, do I want to, you know? People, one of the top Google ask questions here is, why is Gorilla Mind so good? That's not good. You know, this must be an AI thing. What does it say here? The AI overview, which I never trust. Never trust AI. Gorilla Mind products are popular for providing potent, clean energy. amplified focus and mental clarity without the harsh jitters or crash of 10 associated with other energy drinks. These using unique ingredients blends like N-acetyl, L-tyrosine, alpha-GPC, and L-theanine for cholinergic pathway support, plus great flavors and a smooth taper off. Let's see some reviews. Oh. I don't want to see Joe Rogan trying stuff. I don't trust Joe Rogan whatsoever. this is all like ads. I want to see like reviews. See some reviews from like real people, not like AI. Damn it. I got to say, the ingredients have me concerned. I don't know that I would be putting that in me. Man, how's reviews not, you know, one of the top searches? Even putting RE in, that was, I want to see, and it just goes straight to AI. Sons of bitches. And I don't want to see reviews on their website. You definitely don't trust, you know, reviews off a fucking website. Here's a Reddit. I tend to, you know, trust a little bit more of somebody putting up a review on Reddit. Though, you know, you can still get bots and such on there. But this is just making a post talking about the Gorilla Mind experience. Hey, guys. Just wanted to post here to talk about my experience. This is Dante Thrives, by the way, the username. Just wanted to talk about my experience with Gorilla Mind and ordering, just knowing that Joe Rogan has like showed this on his show and like I will probably never take this, just for the record. Anyway, he's talking about it. My experience with Gorilla Mind and ordering online as a first-time customer. We all know that the pricing of Gorilla Mind is a bit on the steep side, especially when it comes to things like the creatine they offer. I'm not taking creatine. What the fuck? I just wanted an energy drink. I ended up ordering some protein powder, 3 shakers, and some pre-workout. All was well and smooth. Online orders are super backlogged. You know what? I'm not feeling. I don't want to know about the creatine, damn it. I want to know about the energy drink that they're selling at the gas station now. Yeah, it's all shit straight to their website. I don't trust any of this shit. I've seen it. Dude, I kind of like their labeling. I got it. The can had me, you know. They had me at the can. Yeah, oh, here we go. Here's a Reddit post that I might find. This is BusWho, the username. Is anyone else starting to not trust this brand? I mean, as a fellow Canadian, I'm super happy for Derek's success and wish him all the best. I know he's worked very hard to build his knowledge and his company's brand-wise marketing, flavors, new stuff, influencers, Walmart, and other major retailers. Amazing. However, he's very busy and has multiple companies at this point. Feels like the quality and ethics of Gorilla Mind are slipping. With the formula changes, I think there should be a big Q&A so that the company and the community can engage. Instead, we are seeing the company go down a different path. Heavy metals and settling in court with the state of California. What about the rest of us? Don't want to let us know. Can't clean the product or supplier up? No amino spiking, yet uses a known shitty third-party lab. The dose of taurine in the new nitric is way too high, yet the claim is that they didn't want to use it with a stimulant pre-workout version because of its sedative effects. Taurine is known to be used with high stimulant contents to reduce negative side effects like tremors. Also, sucralose, get rid of that junk. Just put in real sugar or have a real and fake version. Oh, there's not real sugar in there? I'm out on that. Because that's like the C4 and stuff. I'm out. Sucralose has been known to have a mountain of health issues like type 2 diabetes because it causes insulin and glucose issues, digestive problems, gas, kills probiotics. Oh, come on, man. That's why I drink kombucha. I want my probiotics. I just don't trust these products anymore. It sucks. I'm out. They got cool cans though. I mean, it's shitty. I mean, Gorilla Mind, like, think of it. It's sounds like Joe Rogan's brand. I mean, he's talking about being a gorilla all the time, and he's got the mind supplements and the dick pills and all that. You know, he's one of those supplement pushers. Get the dick pills in your mind. Get your mind straight and your dick hard. Well, talking about UFOs, it's the way to go. Anyway, it is good to see that the comedy scene in Austin that Joe Rogan has brought there is starting to die down, to just die out in general, and that people are realizing they're all hacks. I do enjoy that. Let's not go down that rabbit hole. I do need to go see some stand-up comedy, side note. Just preferably not any Austin comics. I was thinking about the late, great Norm MacDonald the other day. We were talking about, because unfortunately, sports betting is now, you know, legal. It is now legal in the state of Missouri. So all I get on ads for YouTube, Instagram, or fucking anything I'm getting in the mail too. I'm getting direct mail. Pamphlets, it's all about FanDuel and MGM betting and fuck any kind of betting. There's an app now I saw, CoffeeZilla. If you're unfamiliar with CoffeeZilla, that's a great YouTube channel. Coffee does great videos on people that are basically scamming people. He's got a lot of talks about, you know, Bitcoin and that kind of stuff, a lot of rug pulls. And he recently put up a video just a day or two ago where I don't recall the name of the website, but they literally, the whole deal with, it's a gambling website, and the deal is you give them your credit card information. Gambling with a credit card already sounds great. That sounds like a great plan. Money you don't have. but you gamble on your purchases. Like, you have a purchase that you paid with your credit card. Again, money you didn't have. So this is debt. You're gambling with your debt. So you're gambling with the possibility you could pay for the item that you already, you know, used your credit card on. And, you know, you have a slight, percent chance that you're going to possibly get that paid for without spending real money. But the most likely outcome is that you are, you know, double or tripling your debt. It's fucking absurd. Like, how is this even legal? How is that legal? Like, I'm not against gambling, but that's ridiculous. That is fucking ridiculous. and like the sports gambling is just absurd. Again, not against gambling. I think it could be needs to be highly regulated. I mean, it is the fucking wild, wild west out there with this fucking gambling shit. It is the kind of bets that they're doing is absurd. And that's, you know, all parlay bets that they're really pushing, which, of course, parlay. Is a bet where you're not betting on one thing. It's multiple bets into one. If you're going to win, you got to have, you know, everything hit. And it's often, you know, like 10, 15 things that have to happen. Now, granted, you might have like 10 things that have a decent odds of happening. But when you have like 10 to 15 of those things, it really drops your odds that all of those things are going to happen in a game of sports, you know? They play the games for a reason. Because none of it's 100%. None of it is... is, you know, none of it's guaranteed. None of it is guaranteed. And let's see, epidemic. And it is insane with the parlays. I mean, that is what they're selling. This is, of course, where all these sports bettings are making all their money off the parlays, because, oh, you know, it is. And they'll get you and they'll give you that free money. You get to gamble with $400 of our dollars. We'll get, and look, you won $100. Now you can gamble more. And you know what? You could take that parlay that you just did where you won $100 and you could win $20,000. Odds of winning 0.5%. it is just bad. But it made me think of course, Norm MacDonald, because famously he was quite the degenerate gambler in his own words. Which it, I mean, Norm MacDonald was just funny in general. You know, if you're unfamiliar, of course, with Norm MacDonald's work, fucking, you know, go on YouTube. You know, I think they might still have a stand-up special or two of his on Netflix. Again, maybe not. But the man had, you know, he had a problem when it came to gambling. but there was one story. I'm gonna see if I can find it. MacDonald gambling losses. He had, according to, like, even in his own words, he lost everything he owned more than once through gambling. And he would talk about, and this is, you know, fuck, like 15, 20 years ago, where, you know, his problem were parlay bets, you know? It wasn't like parlays were invented overnight, but they're fucking, that's what they're constantly selling now. I mean, the gambling is just fucking absurd, man. And, I mean, it is so bad. Here's a GQ story on my lost weekend with Norm MacDonald. That sounds fantastic. The story I was quite interested in, there was a story where he won, like, I think six figures at one point, and then threw it in the ocean. That may or may not be true, but the reason why that he threw all the money, and whatever the amount was, and that he just supposedly threw it in the ocean, because he knew he would just lose it on gambling. let's see here. This is an article by Michael Kaplan. I'm unfamiliar with that, but it's on GQ. So I guess maybe he was just doing an article for GQ at the time. I'm not sure. And it says, which there's a picture of Norm here at the casino playing cards, and says the worst thing. Oh, fuck, I haven't heard Norm MacDonald in a while, and I'm gonna try to do a Norm MacDonald voice, and yeah, it's not gonna work. The worst thing is when you lose a lot of money and someone at the table thinks you're a billionaire because you've been on TV a couple of times, said Norm, pictured here in 2003. Oh, classic Norm. That's fucking, oh, just seeing him then, just seeing him healthy, you know, over 20 years ago, alive. I miss Norm MacDonald. So fucking funny. Anyway. My lost weekend with Norm MacDonald. The comedian loved to gamble, and he had a unique system designed to rein in his crazy tendencies, but it didn't always work. As far as cushy gigs go, this one was sweet for Norm MacDonald. Fly from Los Angeles to Las Vegas on a Saturday morning, do stand-up comedy that night. Comedy? God damn it. Guess I should have done some Gorilla Mind. Maybe I wouldn't have flubbed that line. Anyway, do stand-up comedy that night, collect $40,000 in cash. But there was a potential catch when it came to playing Vegas. If I'm in a casino, Norm explained to me, I'm going to gamble. It was 2006, and I'd been commissioned by Playboy to do a story on MacDonald, a story that, owing to vagaries of magazine decision-making not made clear to me, never saw the light of day. Huh. At the time, of course, Norm was regarded as one of the most talented comedians in showbiz. He had been juggling a lot in the decade after his memorable five-year run on SNL had made him famous. Movies, roast, television, a recently released sketch comedy album. Beyond the work, though, the comedian's penchant for gambling was pretty well known. I had already done a piece for which I played in his home poker game. The plan this time was different. He would do his stand-up act in Vegas and then try to double his payment by gambling at the tables with me riding shotgun. Before we got started, I suggested to Norm that it might be expedient if he got paid in chips. He pursed his lips and replied, "That would be the ultimate insult, especially if they paid me extra. It would mean that they had a read on me." At the Mirage once, Norm began with $5,000, promptly lost $2,000, and impulsively bet his remaining $3,000 on a single hand of blackjack. Holy fuck shit. I mean, the guy was making a lot more money than me, but still, that is an insane amount of money. I mean, knowing that he was making 40 grand off one gig is like, you know, it's like me blowing a couple hundred in a night, which is not great. I shouldn't do that. But potentially wouldn't ruin me. Norm performed at a House of Blues in Mandalay Bay, dressed in baggy cotton slacks, Tommy Bahama golf shirt, and a black leather jacket. He killed. After closing the show, Norm stashed half of the $40,000 in his Mandalay Suites wall safe. Well, that's nice. Then we cabbed it to the Mirage, a casino where he endured more than his share of tragic washouts. Like the time he began with $5,000, promptly lost $2,000, impulsively bet the remaining $3,000 on a single hand of blackjack, which I already read on the... hate when they do on these websites, they'll have a quote like in between there where it's something that you're about to read. I'm like, God damn it. Anyway. Then I got dealt two aces and had no money left, he said. I asked the dealer how I can split them. The dealer said, "Sir, you can't, unless you have a line of credit." I didn't, so I hit. Got a 10, hit again, got another 10. If I had been able to split, I'd have had two 21s. Instead, I lost the last of my money. That's when you walk away numb, you feel blank, and can't find the elevator. Hoping to even things up a little, Norm entered the glistening Mirage and headed straight for a scrum of craps tables. He dropped a stack of hundreds upon the felt and bought in for 10 grand. Whew. Armed with 20 purple chips, Norm soon spread $1,500 across various wagers. He planned on employing what he liked to call his pensioner's system. It centered around betting on don't pass, which is wagering for the house to win and for fellow players to lose. I devised this as a way of bleeding my money the slowest, Norm said, acknowledging that over the long haul, craps is unbeatable. After I start to win, though, I always go a little crazy. Then I rein in the fucking crazy guy with the robotic approach of my pensioner system. An old dude wearing sunglasses and dispassionately betting thousands threw a 7 on his 5th roll. A collective groan rose from the other players. Cool Norm, who was betting against them via the don't, smiled ever so slightly while the croupier paid him off. Norm McDonald read, "Bet the dealer at age 8 and learned to count cards." Really? I didn't know that about him. I don't recall ever hearing that he knew how to count cards. Growing up on a farm in rural Canada, he passed time by dealing himself endless hands of bridge and whist. Before he'd finished high school, he had developed into such a strong backgammon player that he was competitive on the tournament circuit. Around the time of our weekend together in 2006, he had perfected an impressive memory trick: remove any card from a deck, and Norm could quickly sort through the 51 remaining cards to tell you which one you selected. It's precisely the stunt that Chris Jesus Ferguson, a legendary figure in that era's poker boom, performed on ESPN. However, there's a critical difference between famously brainy Jesus and Norm. Norm did it quicker. Oh. Despite his mathematical acuity and interest in card games, Norm hadn't done much gambling before he made it big on the stand-up comedy circuit and landed a job writing for the TV show Roseanne. It was 1992, long before online poker and the famous Texas Hold'em explosion. Man, I did not expect this to be this long of an article. But L.A. had a lively poker scene inside its venerable card rooms. Writer on the show introduced Norm to the Commerce Casino, which famously spread more Hold'em games than any other casino in the world and has accounted for more than a 38% of the tax revenue in L.A. You know, this thing is just going on. I don't think I can read this whole article. Yeah, this is absurd. I did not realize this story was that long. Basically, Norm MacDonald spent a fuck a lot of money. This is just like, oh. Yeah, when he was on WTF, I'm seeing here in a bit on Reddit that, yeah, he had talked about his on WTF, the greatest podcast who ever existed that is now over. I'm a little sad. That he lost all of his money three times from gambling. That is fucking absurd. Yeah. And funny motherfucker though, man. Holy shit. And I can't imagine like hearing the bets that he would make. The times I've like, man, if like the times he lost everything, like he didn't exactly have anything else lined up. Now, of course, you know, he was able to keep paying his bills by, you know, I mean, if you can get a stand-up gig for $40,000, I'm sure they weren't always paying that much. But, you know, the thing is, like, man, like at the end, it probably had to get tough for him. Like, really, it was when he was dying of cancer. I mean, not having the energy, not being able to do what he used to do. I mean, it had to be rough. I mean, he didn't go homeless. I know that. I think I would have heard if Norm MacDonald was homeless. And I got to say, one of the last big things that Norm did was his Norm MacDonald's talk show, which started his chat show, or what, I guess it, Norm MacDonald Live. That's what it was. And it was started out on YouTube, and of course, Netflix had picked it up at one point, and they were doing it on there. And the shit's fucking funny, man. It's fucking funny. And I gotta say, there's 39 episodes of it, and I think the best one is when Bob Einstein was on there, another late great. Of course, he was Super Dave Osborne. That's what he was more known as. The basically spoof of Evel Knievel, and just a funny motherfucker. I mean, holy shit. Bob Einstein was funny, and him and Norm MacDonald together, fucking comedy gold, man. Fucking comedy gold. I need to go back and watch that. Just thinking about it, man, I'm like, I need it. I need it in my life. I need Norm. Maybe I should start, but no. To get closer to Norm, I got to start betting some crazy bets. Maybe I should just learn how to count cards. That'd be a... I think I'm late on the game as far as counting cards goes. Because, you know, my brain, I'm aware that I am no longer in my prime. And that my brain does not work as well as it once did. So I think the time for me to learn to count cards is about 20 years too late is what I'm getting at. 24 might have been a good time for that. 44, not so much. Not so much. Again, maybe if I use some gorilla mind. Son of a bitch. I'd probably at least hit monster. Get that just focus on... I don't want any of that fake sugar shit. Again, like, I don't want diabetes. Diabetes runs in my family. As far as I'm aware, I'm not diabetic. I haven't been tested in a while. I have no reason to believe I am. I'm pretty decent about not getting overboard with the sugar, although, you know, I do have a problem with energy drinks. And I did have a Cinnabon. I forgot to mention, or never got around to, because I went on a tangent about gambling. Norm MacDonald here. Went to the mall earlier, the Galleria, St. Louis Galleria. It'd been a while. Yeah, John and I, of course, went to the Galleria earlier, and fun fact, we were going to go play pool at Hot Shots afterwards, but we stopped by the Galleria, and I got so distracted, son of a bitch, distracted, I got so distracted from, again, gambling, that we didn't wager on the pool. We just played some pool, had some wings. And a couple, I had like two Angry Orchards and a Cuban sandwich with some tots. Anyway, had a Cinnabon. I had a lot of sugar today. I had a Cinnabon at the Galleria before we went to Hot Shots. And it really, I should have gone with the smaller one. I went with the normal size, which is fucking gigantic. And I had the pecans and caramel like put all over it. And yeah, I paid the price on that. I know when I eat like too much sugar, it's like, it doesn't sit well with my stomach and I feel off, especially now that I'm older. Like if I eat like donuts, I can't have more than one. It's a problem, which is good. I'm glad it's good that I feel like shit afterwards. And I know like, don't do that because yeah, again, yeah, I don't want to like become a diabetic or some shit. That's, you know, no fun, no fun whatsoever. It's a huge problem. Anyway, side note, unrelated. Yeah. We went to the Galleria. And John wanted to do some Christmas shopping. I didn't pick up anything for Christmas. I just, you know, we looked at some blues merch. We went to Rally House, which is a good, like, if you're into, like, Missouri sports, like St. Louis teams, you want your Blues or Cardinals. And, of course, they have Chiefs stuff there as well. And St. Louis Battlehawks. But, man, they've got good merch, you know. And there's one across the street from the Galleria. And I was able to control myself and not buy any, but you know, they did have quite a few jerseys available there at Rally House. They had some at the, we didn't go into all the sports stores, but we did stop at Macy's. We walked in through Macy's and I refrained from buying any Blues merch. Maybe it's the fact that they're losing or the fact that I'm just not, you know, I don't have that much money in the bank. That's probably more of the thing, you know, because I'm going to be a lifelong Blues fan. It doesn't matter that they're sucking ass at the moment. You know, they made it. I was like late 30s by the time they finally won the cup. And, you know, I've been watching them pretty much my entire life. So I'm used to them losing at some point. Although the first 20-something years of my life, they were making the playoffs every fucking year. It was definitely different when they stopped making the playoffs every year. That was, my brain couldn't quite handle that. But then they eventually won the cup, so it made up for that. You know, I'm okay if they don't make the playoffs every year. I would prefer they make the playoffs every year. It'd be fucking great. But you know, just to have that team that's, you know, going to win it all. That's where it's at. But I refrained. Again, they had some new, of course, some of the new jerseys, which I like the new jerseys a lot. One thing I noticed, they didn't have any of the away jerseys. The home jerseys, they got the yellow numbers, and the stitching on it is the same color. It's yellow, which it doesn't look right. I think they really needed to put blue stitching on the numbers. Like, it just doesn't look right with just yellow on yellow. It's a weird thing to pick up on, but like, I almost kind of want just the blank jersey so it doesn't have the number and the name. The blue note on there looks fantastic. And just the blue, I like the blue on the new jerseys. But I've got plenty of jerseys already, but the only name I currently have on any of the jerseys, though, is Bennington. I got two with Bennington's name on it. The rest of the jerseys I have are all nameless. Which I got something like five jerseys or something. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's not like I wear the jerseys a lot. I usually just wear them when I go to the game, honestly, because I don't want to fuck them up. They're nice. The one I've worn the most is the one I got right when they won the cup, and it's got the cup on it in the Bennington. And I got to fix that one. Some of the numbers and stuff are coming off, which is unfortunate. I mean, it's the cup winning one, but again, it's the one I've worn the most. If I went out more, that would be a thing, you know? If, like, I would happen to just go out later to the bars, which might happen later, but probably not, because we were talking about it earlier, but I would definitely want, you know, like, I mean, the Blues are playing right now. The game is starting now. But yeah, man, I'm looking at those new jerseys. I do like the new jerseys overall. I like the color blue. It's kind of powder blue. I should probably wear my jerseys more often, but I don't want to fuck them up. It's a weird thing. It's a special event thing when I wear a jersey. The problem is I just need to go outside more and do things and have more reasons, I guess, to wear a jersey. I was hoping for, you know, deals. There was a decent deal at Macy's that had buy one, get one half off, but they didn't have much of a selection as far as jerseys were concerned. And John was saying, like, hey, you know, we do this and then I'll get half off a jersey or whatever. You know, I'm like, nah. Half off a lot is still, you know, we could have, you know, made a deal to, like, split the cost of it. But, you know, but they didn't have any jerseys I really wanted there, which was, I guess, a blessing. Because, again, I don't really need any jerseys, but it would be not. I'd like to get a Robert Thomas at some point. It'd be great to have a Nathan Walker. I'm not that huge of a fan of Nathan Walker, but there's, of course, a friend from work that I work with, Dustin Walker, and we call him Walker all the time. It'd be great to have a Walker jersey. Anyway, and he's the guy from Australia. I mean, there can't be many more Australian hockey players out there, at least in the NHL. So, I mean, that's pretty cool that he's from Australia. I bet he's cool. I'd love to fucking talk to Nathan Walker. That'd be fantastic. I mean, I'd love to hang out with any of the Blues, really. One thing I was, we did when we went to Raleigh House earlier, one of the ladies that worked there at the store, she was asked if she could, you know, help with anything. And then John's like, Adam Oates jersey. Cause I've been looking for an Adam Oates jersey. That is one I really need to get. And of course, you know, nobody keeps an Adam Oates jersey. You know, he played for the Blues in the 1990s. And his name wasn't Brett Hull or Wayne Gretzky. So it's not one they keep in stock at stores. But he was the greatest teammate for Brett Hull. Brett Hull scored the most goals when he was playing with Adam Oates, when Adam Oates was assisting, him with, you know, the Hull and Oates. And of course, Shelley's got the Hull jersey, and I need to get an Oates so we can be Hull and Oates at a game. And, of course, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to wear a Daryl Hall wig and stash to do it. I mean, you know, we wouldn't be the first people to do it, but I haven't really dressed up at a hockey game. I feel like that's something, you know, I need to do. I like dressing up, and I love going to hockey games, so it'd be great to get all decked out for the hockey game and do the Hall and Oates. Man, I really love it, though, if we got some more hockey teams here in St. Louis. You know, I really would like to see the PWHL. I think that's the women's hockey. I wish that, you know, at some point that St. Louis gets one of their teams, you know. It'd be great to have, you know, more like minor league teams. I realized there's, when I was watching one of the games, they did say that there's, they call them like, what, St. Louis Warriors or something like that. It's ex-military that plays hockey that the Blues help sponsor. And that'd be really cool to see. I'm not really sure where and when they play, but I mean, I love watching hockey, and it'd be great to just getting up close and personal. You know, you get some more minor league stuff, you know, getting seats to the game and everything way cheaper. I'm hoping again that overtime does go away. There's, you know, possible. Hopefully we get more than just like Christmas Day and Christmas off as well as New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I know I'm getting those days off, but I'm hoping for a few more days off that work shuts down for a little while. That because there are some games at the Enterprise Center during the week. And, you know, that's a lot. Tends to be those weekday games are so much cheaper to go to. Paying for parking is usually cheaper. Paying, you know, the game itself. And that's, you know, that's the big, that's the worst part about going to the game is just how much it costs. You know, I got to drive for an hour to get there. Then I got to pay for parking. And I haven't really felt like, the last few times I rode the Metro, one, it was getting a little sketchy. I'm usually not too nervous for on the Metro. I've ridden the Metro a lot. But it's, one, it adds a lot of time. Unless you go to, my problem is too, I always get off, hit the Metro at Shrewsbury, which is pretty far from the Enterprise Center. I should probably drive further into the city and then hit the Metro. And, you know, it's a lot of stopping and waiting at stops. It takes a while to take the Metro all the way there. You got to, you know, account for that when you're going to the game. So it just takes more time. I, you know, nowadays I'm getting older. I'm like, let's just fucking drive to I got the ParkWiz app. I can see what all the parking lots around cost. I'll park somewhat close to the Enterprise Center. And I'll have to pay. But man, I miss going to hockey games. I imagine I'll still make it to like one or two games this season, but it's not going to be very many. I can't afford to go to a whole lot of them. And I just haven't had the time, man. Just working so much, I haven't had the time. Yeah, so I didn't buy any jerseys today. And I kind of looked during, you know, Cyber Monday, Black Friday, that, you know, there were deals. I keep getting emails on a daily basis from Fanatics and Lids and all kinds of shit about deals for, of course, merch on via, you know, Blues, because I bought a lot of Blues merch online. And I bought a lot at the Enterprise Center, but there's just not enough off. Those new jerseys just haven't been around long enough for them to have a massive discount. Unfortunately, you know, if there's a bigger player on the team, like, say, a Robert Thomas, those jerseys tend to be, you know, really popular when you have, like, basically the star of the team. Like, with Robert Thomas, he's, you know, arguably, like, the best player on the team, at least points-wise. He puts up the most points on the team. He really runs that offense. When it's, you know, going good, he's, you know, last year he was, I think, over a point a game player, because I think he finished the season with 94 points, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, that's a lot of points. And that's, you know, he's the assist king, man. He's really, but anyway, when you have a popular player like that, you're usually not going to see any discounts on those jerseys. Until the player retires or gets traded. The trades really fuck, you know, like when Albert Pujols went away, of course, that was a big thing. He didn't get traded. He decided to sign with LA for a lot more money that the Cardinals offered, which was a lot of fucking money. And, of course, St. Louis was not happy about that, Albert... Arnold decided not to stay in St. Louis. Yes, no. Albert Pujols. Dude, you could get a bunch of Pujols jerseys free. I should have taken up on that because I knew, you know, eventually, like, these things are going to be worth gold because, I mean, the guy was here for two World Series and, you know, he was his best time career-wise was in St. Louis. He didn't do that much when he went to L.A. And, you know, of course, he came back briefly at the end, but, I mean, he was... wasn't doing a whole lot at that point. But I mean, shit. I mean, there was so many Pujols jerseys around forever. And while he was, you know, playing here initially. And yeah, those jerseys didn't go on sale a whole lot because they sold all the time. But, you know, a Nathan Walker jersey I've seen, I can get those fairly cheap. He's still playing on the team and they constantly put sales on him. And so that would be a decent one for me to pick up. And, you know, there's plenty of other players I'd love to have. You know, Snuggy, Devo. I haven't seen any Devos yet. Dvorsky. I've yet to see any Dvorsky ones. Jake Neighbors. I mean, I'd love to have me a Jake Neighbors. I almost got a Brandon Saad last year. Well, last at the end of last season. It was this year, I guess, whenever, because, you know, the hockey season's fucking long. And once, of course, when I went to the Enterprise Center after the season ended, and of course, they have a lot of stuff on sale. They had Brandon Saad's, which, of course, he plays for Vegas now. He was traded last year. Not too long after, I saw the game where he had a natural hat trick. And I've got two signed pucks of his, which I meant to give one to John. I keep forgetting that I have one to give him. But I got two of them right now. And I love, you know, I love having that signature because, of course, you know, I was at that game there and that natural hat trick. But, yeah, the big story of us going to the Galleria, though, is, of course, I feel like safe to say this because I'm pretty sure my boss doesn't know about this podcast. Don't you be listening to this? My boss, Brittany. Of course, John's boss as well. John's a bit of a troublemaker, if you will, at work. Really rides the point system to where, you know, he knows at all times, like, because we do the points as far as attendance goes. You, you know, if you miss work, you get a full day, you get a point. If you leave early or come in late, it's, you know, like a half a point or whatever. And, of course, you know, you get 7, I think it is, and you get fired. And John's one of those that knows how many points he has at all times. And, of course, there's suspensions that you hit at certain point values. And they have a meeting with you when you hit a certain number. John has a meeting just about once a week. Because he rides it at 6.5. When he gets a point back, he's like, okay, I can miss. And, of course, if you have sick time, you can, you know, call in, and if you use sick time for the day, as long as you call in before your shift starts, use sick time, you don't get a point. And of course, he uses sick time as soon as he gets it, which he doesn't wait for a day to, like, a day, because you get it builds up in hours. So he'll just, like, oh, I've got 2 hours of sick time, I'm leaving early today. But so, you know, he's known for being somebody that really works the system. And, you know, eventually that'll probably catch up with them because, you know, shit happens in life. Vehicles break down. Weather happens to where you can't get into work. They don't close the plant when, you know, there's ice out. So you still got to find a way in there if you're, you know, at 6.5 points because, you know, they do tend to fire a lot of people when those days hit that are riding the points anyway. And, you know, John... John's very ornery and whatnot. But anyway, it's pretty funny that Brittany, of course, just recently got back. I guess it's been a couple months that she's been back. She had she was on maternity leave from having her second child. And, of course, Jimmy Cro-Magnon and John decided that they should have a shirt made of Britney, and Jimmy Cro-Magnon had went on I don't know what AI app he used. Did Jake Neighbors just score? No. Okay, you just had a shot on goal. It was not. Anyway, shit, I forgot who I bet was gonna have the first. I think I picked Robert Thomas. Wouldn't swear to it. I think I picked Robert Thomas. I've got it. Pains me to know that I did win a puck by guessing that on the app, not by paying any money, but guessing who scores first. I have guessed that right several times. I did win a puck, but I didn't see the email until it was like a couple weeks too late to go pick up the puck. So I'm watching my emails all the time when I know that I've guessed right in that. It's like, damn it, I'd have another signed puck. Anyway. So John, you know, and Jimmy Cro-Magnon, they devised making a shirt of Britney for, like, when she came back from maternity leave. And so they made this picture on AI and had the idea was to have her pregnant in the shirt and then smoking a cigarette and a little word bubble that says, get off your phones, because, you know, we live in a day and age, everybody's phones are connected to them, and, you know, when there's downtime, guys, there's a couple of people on our line that will stare at their phones, which is, we're not supposed to have our phones out there, but I doubt there's a single person out there that does not have their phone on them. I know I always have my phone on me, but I don't pull it out and look at it because, well, my watch. I have a Coros Pace watch. Mainly I use for running, but it does show me alerts. And then I can just look down at my watch while I'm working. See if. So I kind of do it, kind of don't, you know. I don't pull the phone out. Almost never. Every once in a while, you know, I might pull my phone out. But, you know, there's a few that, you know, constantly the phone and, you know, you can get written up for that sort of thing. Anyway, so she's got to police that. And so, of course, in the picture, it says, get off your phone. And in the picture, which the AI wouldn't let them make a pregnant woman with while smoking a cigarette. So he had to put in beer belly. So it looks like she has a beer belly, but it looks pretty much like a pregnant belly. But it's also like a crop top shirt. Like it is, her belly is out in the shirt. It is completely sticking out. And of course, she is smoking a cigarette. And she did eventually see the picture. I forgot if I guess Jimmy Cro-Magnon showed it to her, or maybe John showed her. I don't remember. And they showed it to her a while ago. I imagine she's probably forgotten about it by now. But she was not happy about it. The funniest part was she wasn't happy. It wasn't the fat belly that pissed her off. It was the cigarette. She was like, I don't smoke. Apparently she used to smoke when she would have a drink or two. But she was really pissed off that they made a picture of her with like having a smoke. Well, they never made a, you know, got around to getting a t-shirt made of it. But of course, there is a shop in the Galleria, in the St. Louis Galleria, where you can get custom-made shirts. They do transfer prints. And you can use your own image and email it to them, and they'll put it right there on a shirt. So John had it done, and I think it was like $42. And of course, he has a shirt with our boss on it. Looking like she's pregnant, but it's really just a fat belly with it sticking out underneath her shirt. And of course, it says, get off your phones while she's smoking a cigarette. The idea is that Monday he is going to, you know, wear that at work. Of course, we wear welding jackets over, you know, our clothing. And so he can have it underneath his jacket. And then, of course, just unbutton it and then show her the shirt. You know, he could potentially get written up for this. It could cause some troubles. Brittany probably won't get that mad about it and have him written up over it. Kind of need the people, too. You can't really just fire people at will. He is always giving her shit, though. Oh, man. It was really funny going to that store and having that made. We told the lady working there that, you know, the story. We're like, yeah, that's our boss. Well, first, just sent her the picture. Like, hey, can I get this picture, you know, done here? Oh, yeah, just send it to this email and everything. And she just kind of laughed at the picture and then, I was like, yeah, that's our boss. And, she got a good laugh out of it. And she's like, yeah, I figured it was either your wife or boss. Especially, I guess, with the line. Oh, no, who's down? Somebody looks like down. There's a fight. I can't tell if that's neighbors. Who is that? Oh, no, don't. No other. Oh, it's Kairu. Fuck, that's no good. It looks like he probably got high-sticked in the head. We've already got Jimmy Snuggerood out for over a month, man. This is, hopefully he's all right. Is there a lot of blood? You get a bigger penalty if there's blood. Longer penalty. Longer power play. I did not, what happened here? Oh. I'm trying to see, is there, man, I don't know what, oh, it doesn't look like it was his head. I'm not sure what happened. He is getting assisted off the ice. That's not good. Looks like maybe it's his arm. That's no good, man. That's no good. I'm thinking the probability of them making the playoffs is not great at the moment, even though they're really only a couple points out from making the playoffs. The way the team's playing is not good. Now they're getting like injuries left and right. not good. Maybe, no, you know, maybe one of these young guys that they're bringing up will end up being the spark that ignites the beast inside the Blues. You never know. Oh, they took him straight to the back, man. They took him out, off the ice, into the locker rooms. That didn't look good. Our number one scorer shouldn't be escorted off the ice like that. No bueno! Jim Montgomery looks a little concerned. Anyway, yeah, it's gonna be fun at work Monday. I am looking forward to that. Hopefully he doesn't get fired over it. Because, you know, yeah. I don't think he will. You might get a little good talking to, but he's used to going to the office. They, again, like, have almost a meeting with him almost once a week. It was pretty funny at the store. The lady really did get a good laugh out of doing that shirt. So that's fun to look forward to on Monday. And, well, I did sort of do some Christmas shopping. I did have that going. Of course, at work, every Christmas, we do, Christmas, I guess you'd call it dinner, you know, even though it's lunchtime, Christmas lunch, where they, have it catered, and we had I think it was Hagee's that did it. They had steak and a steak meal for us that they catered, and they raffle stuff off, which I don't always really want to win it. I usually fucking win stuff when they raffle shit off, which pisses a lot of people off. I've been there 3 years, and I've won like four times. And I almost made it out without winning anything. The downside is if it's over $100, they can charge you for the taxes on the gift. So they'll take that shit out of your check. So you don't necessarily want to win, you know, unless it's something you really want and you just want to pay the taxes on. But I did win at the very end of the day. I was like, son of a bitch. And I didn't want anything too crazy. I was like, there was a lot of bags. I think the stuff that was left was all in bags, not like wrapped. And so I just grabbed the smallest one that was up there still, with the idea that, you know, maybe it'd be like a gift card or something. And, it should be noted that I do drive a Mini Cooper. You know, it's not exactly big. It's kind of in the title. It's Mini. Anyway, I opened this small bag, and of course they're taking my picture, like, after, you know, because they put pictures of all this, you know, events we have and stuff all over stuff. We got like a big TV screen where they'll show pictures of the events they do and whatnot, yada yada. And so they're taking my picture, and I open it up, and it was a TV. It was like, oh, son of a bitch. A 50-inch TV, and I'm like, oh, man. One, I'm like, I don't know if this is going to fit in my car. like, oh, this is a shit. The last time I won, it was like a neck massager that I did not end up keeping. I ended up, went over to Jackman's for a like New Year's Eve like party. We were doing a thing where it was just like bring some kind of gifts or whatever for a bingo night we had. And so I brought it for there, and this girl, Tony's friend Sarah, ended up with it, which she really enjoyed it. I don't really give a shit for those like neck massagers and stuff like that. It wasn't one of those ones that really doubles well as a vibrator. It just like wraps around your neck sort of thing. So, you know, I couldn't put it up my ass. Anyway. not that I would. Anyway. So, yeah, I've won now. This makes a fourth thing. Like, the first thing I won was the Oculus Quest 2. Then I got the Yeti cooler, which is really nice. That cooler is so fucking nice. I haven't, unfortunately, used it a whole lot. It also doubles as a chair downstairs. Got some extra people at the house. Oh, sweet. The St. Louis did get a larger... They must have had blood on the ice because... Or it was just that bad of an injury that they give a four-minute power play. Oh, no, that's Ottawa got that. No, my bad. Ottawa got... I don't know what the penalty was. Son of a bitch. But shit, they didn't get shit after Jordan Kyrou got injured. I got the Yeti cooler, the Oculus Quest 2, the neck massager, and now this TV. And, you know, I don't really have any need for TVs here. I got the projector downstairs. I've got two other TVs on top of that. Three other TVs on top of that. And then I have three monitors in here for my computer. So I don't really need a TV. It's not something I need. But, you know, my mother, when I did upgrade to my projector, I tried to give my old TV to my mother. But unfortunately, it didn't have a remote for it. It's a little confusing how to get it to work, and she could not get it to work. Trying to put the normal, she's 70 years old. She's old school. She has to have things the old way. She watches local TV, and that's, you know, she has to have that. And there was, you know, I had a pain in the ass of the time trying to get that. And make it easy for her on there. And basically, she called me. You know, pretty. It was difficult getting that TV over there. It was over 50 inches. I don't know what that TV was. It's a big fucking TV. And it was heavy when I brought that one over there to her. And she got upset real quick because she couldn't get her normal TV. She couldn't figure out the TV. It was fucking up on her. And not having the remote for that, and it was too confusing, and I had to take that TV out of there, and it was really hard to get that in my car and drive that fucking TV. That TV, I did drive all the way from Florissant, because I got that from my buddy Toddy. I drove all the way from Florissant to Washington, which is damn near an hour, and I had the seat all the way forward in my car, leaning forward all the way up as possible, and where I could barely shift the car. And I was hunched for at least a week after that. At least in my mother doesn't live that far from me. But again, you know, she lives on the third floor in her apartment building. And I had to get all the way up, you know, into her apartment and everything. And then set it up and it didn't work out. And she, you know, was very upset about that. And so then, you know, I was like, you know, I thought about getting another TV anyway. Like, fuck. I'm like, it's just going to be another issue. Like, if she's got this smaller TV, though, you know, she's, you know, 70 years old. Her vision is not great. And she's, you know, pretty deaf. So, you know, having a good sound system, the sound on the TV, and having a large picture to where she can read is pretty mandatory. And she sits further away from her TV than I do my projector. Of course, her living room is a lot bigger than mine. So, you know, I don't even think the TV she was using was even 30 inches. I think it was maybe 27, maybe 32 at the most. But it was a lot smaller than the TV I'd brought over because I was like, man, my initial thought of giving her my old TV was it was just fucking massive TV compared to what she had, in that, you know, it had really good speakers on, or still does. I have the TV still. I just don't fucking use it. But, that didn't work out. I didn't think it through enough before bringing it over there. I really should have thought about that and known that just not having the original remote for it was going to be a big problem, and trying to get her. Because, like, I just took my Roku up to it and ran the Roku remote through that, and it worked fine. However, this new TV I got from work was a Roku TV. And conveniently, because she, you know, she did use a Roku. That was one of the things she uses. She does use that. And so she was at least familiar with the Roku remote. Well, she calls it Roku. Roku. Anyway. I got it in there. And that TV was way lighter than the one I had brought over last that I tried to work out that just did not work for. So much easier to get into our apartment. It's got 4K because, like, man, every TV's now like 4K, so it's got a really good picture on it. And it took me a while to get the normal TV channel. She does have an antenna hooked up to it, and I rehooked that up to that new TV. It was kind of difficult to get that because Roku, most people these days do not watch fucking local TV channels. It is not something that most people do anymore. It's just people just stream shit. And it turns out it's a little difficult, even just put, got the coax cable from the antenna plugged in there. And it's difficult to just get just the antenna channels set up there on a Roku TV like that. They don't make it real easy. I had to go through some Roku forums to figure out how to fucking do that. And because you end up, it adds all these streaming channels and a bunch of fucking noise, and it's hard to find just your local channels. Eventually I got it to where it's just mainly just the channels to hide the streaming channels and just go from the channels that are going from the antenna, and she's got all the local ones. And again, took a while, but it seems like she's doing okay. I imagine I'll get more info on that tomorrow. She sent me a text earlier saying the TV is working beautifully. So that should be good. Should be good. So I think that, that worked well for me winning that. People at work are not happy that I keep winning things. I'm sure I will get more shit come Monday. Because, of course, after we had our lunch and the raffle and all that, we got to leave early. It was like an hour early we got to leave. And so I didn't hear. It was at the very end I won that shit, so I didn't talk to a whole lot of people after that. But I know Monday I'm going to get razzed alive, like, motherfucker, you won again. thankfully, I looked up the price of this TV, and it was, I think it runs for about $250. So I'm thinking the taxes on it shouldn't be that bad if they take it out of my check. Should theoretically be cheaper than me buying that TV. Which, really, after the debacle of trying to give her my old TV didn't work out. I thought it'd be at some point I need to get her a different TV. And this worked out. So, and she was really happy about it. She's, enjoying it. Again, it's hard for her to see. So as she's sitting, man, it's far away that she is sitting from that TV, and having a much larger TV, almost double the size, has got to make it a lot easier. And she has to read a lot of things. She has to have she uses closed caption on everything she watches because she can't hear shit. And of course, to hear at least somewhat, I mean, she does have to have the sound up pretty high. It seems like the speakers on it work really well. So, I feel like I'm going to be in the same position in 5 years. My body's already going to shit. And I feel like I'm going to be there any minute now. that's really about all I've got. Is I've been going on for a while now. And, I did have a larger Red Bull as part of the issue, I think. And I had a nap before coming on, after coming back from Hot Shots. And of course, having that Cinnabon. Having the Cinnabon and then all the food I ate at Hot Shots, man, I knew I ate way too much food. It was like a brick. Right before doing this, I know this is TMI, but I had to take a massive shit. I was about to pull an Elvis and just die on the toilet. It was rough. When I cleared myself out and was able to hit a Red Bull and got myself through this. But anywho. Damn it. I closed out all my apps. Did not mean to do that. Motherfuckers. As I was trying to look, I had a Reddit post and it failed. My phone fucked me here. But yeah, I'm going to wrap this up and go watch the Blues game. As of right now, it's a pair of goose eggs up on the scoreboard, and they're playing Ottawa, which I feel like there's a good chance to win against Ottawa. The injury thing, I think, is really kind of screwing them right now, you know? I mean, they already weren't doing good, but they were starting to get better. I was getting kind of optimistic, but then, you know, Jimmy Snuggerud getting injured, and he's going to be out for at least 6 weeks. I mean, that is a big... And then, of course, we got Toropchenko still out. He burnt himself at home. There's no real details on that injury. And we've got several injuries on the offensive players. And they're calling all kinds of guys from the AHL or what have you. And it's, you know, a patchwork system here. And scoring's been not great. They've got plenty of guys on the ice that should be able to do the job, though. They should be able to get through this. This team, it's killing me that these guys are not doing good. I mean, this is almost everybody on the team was on the team last year. It's inconceivable. As from like the Princess Bride, you know, inconceivable. Anyway, yeah, that's really all I've got. So as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.